The Black Talk Media Project, a U.S.-based nonprofit, has operated the premier online Black Talk radio network for 9 years. The organization has helped independent Black media producers establish their own digital radio stations and platforms. However, it is time to expand our work based on the vision of founder Scotty Reed, a U.S. Army veteran and communication specialist who wants to build the Black version of National Public Radio with community talk radio stations and media centers across the USA. These stations and media centers will focus on developing local talk radio hosts, addressing local community issues, and providing classrooms to teach new media production. We can accomplish this goal without corporate and government grants, maintaining true independence. Donate to the Black Talk Media Project or obtain a subscription to the social media platform btrcommunity.com for just $24 annually. Help us establish new Black media for the new millennium.
Be here, Black Talk Media Project and the Black Talk Radio Network. I'm just concluding some of our live streaming on the network. BIB, which is Blacks in Business Radio, they just got through with a great program on the financial mortgage meltdown. They have a current victim of that. And it was just great how we had a real estate agent call in and say, hey, the universe must have wanted you to get some help. And she called in and offered some insight and also offered to help the guest of that show. I will have that podcast posted. I'm working on it actually now. I decided to do a quick video. I'm going to do more of these types of videos. You know, I don't really have a staff. I got a couple of volunteers that have been helping me all these years. So it's hard for me to do podcasts like how I would like to do podcasts or before our network started to grow. So I'm going to do more of these little short videos on particular topics. But before I do want to thank a donor who recently donated to our U.S.-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. I want to give a shout out to Makayla for her donation. I normally have not been doing this, but I'm going to start doing more of it. She wrote a note that I just had to share because I did my show Tuesday night and I was talking about, you know, the boycott of Netflix that a few celebrities are promoting to the Black community. I gave my thoughts on that. Not really going to rehash that. You can check out the podcast for BTR News on Black Talk Radio Network. But this is what she wrote with her donation. She said, "This is equal to a yearly premium Netflix subscription. I don't have Netflix, but if we did boycott, we could give to your organization and read more. Maybe some of our problems would be solved faster. We would definitely learn more." I just can't say to you, Makayla, how your words really had an impact on me. But not just your words, but the action you put behind those words and making a donation to our nonprofit, as we have hopes to put a media centers in our depressed communities to replace the radio stations that we lost because of the 1996 Telecommunications Act. But speaking of donations, y'all know Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed by the NFL. I hope he wins his lawsuit. He made a $1 million pledge to give to organizations that are helping our most oppressed communities, helping the people that need the most help. So he's nearing the end of his $1 million pledge. So I follow him on Twitter and I've been seeing what he been posting about the different celebrities who have been given, and it's a very short list. And so as a follow up to what we've been talking about, you know, I also made a short video on social capital and how we need to analytically think about these things. When media personalities call on us to do something for them, we need to check their record to see what they've been doing for the community. Are they worthy of us investing our social capital as a collective into whatever they asking us to do? How much social capital are they investing in the community, like Colin Kaepernick's $1 million pledge? So you can go to Kaepernick7 Kaepernick7.com. That's Kaepernick7.com. I've been seeing the different photos he's been tweeting out. Let me just read a little bit here. It says, I will donate $1 million plus all the proceeds on my jersey sales from the 2016 season to organizations working in oppressed communities. $100K a month for 10 months, Colin Kaepernick. So it's going to benefit about 40 different organizations. He is down to his last $100,000. He asked 10 of his friends to choose organizations that he should donate to. And he's going to be doing his last 10,000 per day over the next 10 days. And those same 10 friends will match one of his final donations per day. So it has a list of his 10 friends that have taken the Kaepernick challenge. I'm going to call it the Kaepernick challenge. I don't know if he's calling it a challenge, but I issued my own challenge to all celebrities, all athletes who invest or deposit their money in the six banks that sponsor or underwrite the day-to-day business practices of the GEO Group and CoreCivic, among other private prison enslavers, okay? And so, you know, Colin Kaepernick said he was going to ask 10 of his friends. But everybody knows about this pledge that he made. And they could have joined him at any time. He shouldn't have to ask you. But that just says a lot about these celebrities. You know, last year they was talking about Oscar So White, as a commenter on one of my videos pointed out to me. Yeah, they were talking about Oscar So White and all that. But where they at in our community? They get us in our emotions and call on us to boycott this, that, and the other. And these are trivial things that feed into the emotions of black people. And we have a reason to have low self-esteem the way we get beat down in the media. That's why I started Black Talk Media Project, not really to give you emotional candy, but to inform you on things like the fact that slavery was never abolished. Colin Kaepernick took a stand on a element of 21st century slavery and human trafficking, which I call slave catcher violence. That's what we call it in the new abolitionist movement. So here are some of the celebrities who have given 10,000 or more in helping Colin Kaepernick give money investing in our communities. I call this investing social capital in our social organizations, organizations that's working on these social issues, addressing slave catcher violence, homelessness, illiteracy, whatever the need may be that those organizations are focusing on. We focus on media, okay? Because we don't have a lot of radio stations that are not owned by these white corporations, and we can replace that using digital media technology. So that is what the Black Talk Media Project is all about. It's not just about a podcast and digital radio broadcasting site called Black Talk Radio Network. We have actually helped people launch their own platforms, but we want physical locations in communities to teach the technology to young people and also create local stations to replace that what was lost due to the 1996 Telecommunications Act, putting a squeeze on terrestrial black radio stations. So Chris Brown is donating $10,000. Jean Arcayo, I'm probably messing up her name. It's like an African name, and I haven't mastered the African tongue or anything like that. You know, we've been cut off from Africa. But you spell her name J-H-E-N-E-A-I-K-O. All right, it's a sister. She donating $10,000. It's going to the school on wheels in Los Angeles, California. And Kaepernick, of course, is matching that, those $10,000. Then it says Chris Brown. Chris Brown gave $10,000. It says to click on the photo for more information. Let me see, $20,000 to Angel by Nature, which is in Houston, Texas. So, you know, T.I. is donating that. Yeah, that's T.I. Chris Brown also gave some money. Let me see who else. We got Serena Williams, okay, donating $10,000. They're giving to Imagine LA. That's also in Los Angeles, California. You can go to his website again and get the details on this. I remember tweeting out that Snoop Dogg was given $10,000. I think he gave actually $15,000 or a little more. And this is going to Mothers Against Police Brutality in Dallas, Texas. Okay, let me see who else gave some money. We got Stephon Curry. Stephon Curry's from this area. The Currys, you know, they got roots here in North Carolina. They are giving money to, let me see, an organization called United Players, which is in the Bay Area of California. So that's a total of $20,000 being invested into that organization. Then we got Jesse Williams. We got the actor Jesse Williams. So that's $20,000 going to the Advancement Project in Washington, D.C. Let me see. Who else do we got? We got Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is giving $10,000. So $20,000 is going to Debug, whatever that organization works on, in San Jose, California. Let me see who else we got. What else we got? We got some past donations, but these past donations seem to, because it goes all the way back to December of 2016, actually, when he started this. And it's pretty much him by himself. But in these recent days, as he nears the end, he called on some friends to give some money, and they're investing in our communities. And a lot of these athletes, I've defended athletes in the past from attacks. I mean, we're not going to agree with somebody 100% of the time. And some of the things that they may say may be offensive, and we don't know what their point of view is. But like Dr. Rick was saying in the video I shared, when was that, Tuesday night for BTR News, it's what are they doing? Are they investing? You know, because he mentioned Denzel Washington has said some things that, you know, we didn't like, you know, about prison and stuff like that. But Denzel also is investing in the community, you know. So I just want to say I found it interesting, and I made a post about this. I found it interesting how few celebrities, we are all these celebrities, and they ain't taking the Colin Kaepernick challenge, all right? They just not. They not taking the Colin Kaepernick challenge. They don't want to be connected to Colin Kaepernick because they know that the white establishment really don't like him, especially not standing for the slavers' anthem, and they don't want to be connected to that. But they'll get awful radical on you when they trying to get a big payday. Okay, when they want you to do something for them that's going to lift them up. But like another person posted, I can't remember the person's name right now. Man, his name escapes me. But he said, hey, Jada Pinkett Smith and Monique, y'all can't be playing woke only when the system that you profiting from screws you over. And like I said, we need to check these people's resume in the community. Are they investing in the community? Do they have any social capital in our communities and helping these various organizations that's working on the problems in our communities and trying to help the people who need the most help? All right, so I thought I'll just share that with you as I continue my work and getting these podcasts posted. Check us out at blacktalkradionetwork.com. A lot of independent stations there operated by black people. Also got podcasts. Hey, if you're a black podcaster out there, you on some of these other platforms. I'm not telling you to leave these other platforms, but if you look into to further your distribution, we got podcasting, distribution and hosting. You can import them in just $10 a month. And I'm also going to roll out a service to where, you know, you YouTubers can import your videos into Black Talk Radio Network, just $10 a month. All of it benefits the Black Talk Media Project. And, you know, we've been running the world's number one independent black media digital radio broadcasting and podcasting platform, non-corporate. We don't get any corporate sponsorship. We don't get money from George Soros and these other big giant white corporations. We did get one grant from the U.S. government, $5,000 to promote the U.S. Census. But other than that, our strategy has been to rely on ourselves. Okay. And so we appreciate everybody who makes donations. We, you know, compared to the people who listen and download the podcast, you know, it's not a great many of you donating, and we hope that you'll find it in your heart and you can find out different ways that you can donate. We got the BTR community social media platform, just $24 a year. And we have the, you know, very affordable media services and different services that we provide. We build WordPress media platforms. So it's a number of ways that you can help us help ourselves in the area of media. All right. This is Scotty Reed signing off. Peace and blessings to all.